Right about there.
Let me start that over.
Damn it, Dylan!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and we have had a very long day. Have we not?
It's been a stressful day, but we persevered and we pushed our way through, and here we are today, right now at this moment.
And I figured out what was making us mute earlier.
Yeah.
Stupid hotkey I set up that time.
Yep, that'll do it.
So I fixed that.
Yep. We got that taken care of. Now.
So it's the third time the charm?
That's usually what they say, so. But you know what they say this is, right? Beginner.
I'm gonna say whatever it is, I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying it. One way, shape, or form.
No, it's not lemmings.
Poor lemmings. The dark history of Disney. That's not funny, it's because it really sad. Why are you laughing?
Well, you know, we've got it down to about 91 degrees in here now.
Yeah, down to 91, you guys.
Down to 91.
That's why the other live stream earlier went like, pink.
Right.
And there's a buzz on my camera. What the heck? So, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do something we haven't done in a while. We're going to record something. That way there, if there's any hiccups, we'll catch it, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And you guys don't have to pay the price for listening to us to it through our Marcel Marceau impressions.
So, earlier, we talked about some stuffs that I frankly don't necessarily want to watch again, because we've already watched it twice today.
Yes, we have.
But we just want to point out that...
Yeah.
You know, questions are going unanswered, and we all need to start reading between the lines.
Right.
Or the lies, rather.
We all need to remind everyone who they work for, because it's not the president. They don't work for the president. They don't work for a party. We, as Americans, have to unite and work for America. Because if we don't stand up and defend her, no one else will.
That's right. What temperature is it there, guys? Leave a comment down below. Subscribe, and all that jazz.
Right.
There are a blah, blah, blah video with somebody. You're bored.
Don't forget to hit the notification bell. Be notified when all of our new videos come on out in our live streams.
Amateurs.
We're a bunch of amateurs here, so.
A bunch, huh? You weren't supposed to tell everybody about our multiple personality problems around here, boy.
Hold on, yeah.
Look at my ad. Shh. Quiet, John.
Marcel Marceau.
Anyway, considering that happened earlier, I couldn't help myself. We're over here like miming everything.
Right. But the audio is fixed.
Yeah.
Our video is still, well, I'm still too ugly for OnlyFans, so. But I was told I have a promising career on OnlyFans. Yeah.
Look, all of our viewers, only, change the channel, because talk about OnlyFans.
Yeah, I only do my feet.
Gross. I was on Instagram the other day, and this guy that has a, you know, his Instagram music on there and stuff.
Right.
He's like, as somebody that really doesn't like feet, I'm not sure how I like this. And it was basically like softcore foot porn. You know, where like they're filming her feet and like zooming in on her feet.
Oh man.
And they would put his song with it. I'm like, oh no. Poor guy. He's like,
no.
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 I don't know how I'd feel about that either. Like, what? Gross. Can't use that.
No.
It's mine. Can't use that. Not for that.
Not again.
Not again. Oh, man.
If you guys have caught on to the inside joke, leave a comment down below.
Again?
Thank you guys for being part of our uncommon family.
And we're sorry that we don't have more to talk about, because I feel like we talked about everything already, because we did like twice.
Twice.
Well, now I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about.
Except, go ahead.
Real quick, did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Supposedly, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a professional at anything. Not even YouTube. What they call a jack of all trades. Master of none.
Right.
But often better than a master of one.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. Again? What was I saying?
Jack of all trades.
No. Have you heard that in the Amazon, that allegedly there is a tree that its sap is like the craziest
antibacterial
what is it called?
Substance.
Antibiotic. That's the word I'm looking for. Right. That it just wipes out stuff.
So, yeah, it sees a bacteria and knows that it's bad, so it just wipes it out.
Yeah. It's like a tank versus a ground squirrel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ski. Yeah, overkill, and there goes your organs. No, I'm not. No, I'm just kidding.
But you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is meant to kill it.
It just demolishes it, supposedly.
Yeah. Supposedly. Well, I think
if that's true, why aren't we using it?
Yeah.
Why are they burning down the rainforest? Flat. Shoot flat. Don't bother me.
Shoot flat. Don't bother me. Yeah, why are they burning down the rainforest?
Yeah, imagine.
Makes sense, does it?
How much air filter they're killing.
Yeah.
By all the trees they're cutting down.
Right. Because,
but then they want to cut down the junipers because supposedly junipers suck too much water and blah 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 blah. And it's bad for the environment. Okay, but you're over here complaining about like carbon, the release of carbons and you know, blah blah blah. And then they're over here burning trees.
Huh?
Burning trees, like for no reason. It's not even like to keep anybody warm or cook food, it's just
right.
Burning it.
Yeah, and they're displacing Native tribesmen that are in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All while doing all this.
And animals. Yeah. Maybe that's why the blue macaw is extinct now.
Yeah.
Allegedly. No. No, but I did hear that the blue macaw is extinct now, like a couple of years ago.
Well, you heard that they're thinking about taking an Indian
out. It probably got COVID. No, I'm just kidding.
You gotta cut that out.
Come on now. Parrots don't get sick with stuffs like that. Maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an any.
Oh, you couldn't even hold
I know it nothing.
You couldn't even hold it
I have
together.
No brain. I don't even know. Anyway.
I was getting ready to say something, but I forgot what it was now. You went off this tangent for some, I don't know, reason. I followed you on this tangent.
Oh, you followed.
And now I feel, you know, a couple brain cells slider.
Oh, again? Best episode ever. Okay, imagine like
she kept yelling
out. Our listeners out there, they're like, some random dude comes across us and it's like, how many times have they said it again? Wait. Hey you guys, let's come up with a new current drinking game. Take a shot every time these guys say again.
Oh jeez. Might be
no, don't do that.
With,
I'm serious, don't do that.
You might be popular.
It's dangerous.
With, college kids.
Warning. Don't try this at home.
Yeah, please don't do that.
It's bad for your health. Drink is not good for you.
Drinking is definitely not good for you.
And it doesn't, like, clean out your insides or anything. So it's not worth it. Mess up your head.
Really mess up your head.
Kill those brain cells. Especially after you wreck your car.
Yeah.
That's actually really sad. I know a young guy that recently died because his the driver was
analog.
Is that what it is now?
Analog.
Oh, is that like good or what was it? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Oh.
You all right over there?
What is that book? You know.
No.
How did they say it in 1984?
What?
When you wanted to say something was like really good or really bad.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
How they like doubled stuff or.
Yeah,
like,
double speak.
Yeah, the double speak, but like. How did they do it? I don't remember. I'll go back and read it again.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that's what that kind of stuff reminds me of. Unalived.
Yeah, it's...
No.
Why can't we?
It's not how that works.
I'm sorry, why can't we just be grown ups and talk like grown ups and have grown up conversations?
And you know why those words are. It is important to say them.
Mm-hmm.
Because without saying them, we are not actually acknowledging the meaning of their life and the end of it. So, what meaning did their life have if we don't acknowledge the end of it and honor them afterwards?
I think all this PC yes. Needs to G-O-A-W-A-Y.
Fly away. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Again.
All right. Well, with that, do your own research. Listen to what people are saying and what they're not saying. Listen to how people reject or deflect so that they're
talk
not responsible for the words or actions that they may or may not be perceived as doing.
Yeah. So they talk in circles.
They talk in circles.
Around subjects. No. Yeah. There was another one I brought up earlier that was it was the tree thing I know, but there was something else that I said earlier that I was gonna
talk about. Yeah. about a father who is protecting his daughter.
Oh, did you hear about the guy that stopped that dude with the AR? The guy that was going to shoot up that mall?
Yeah.
With an AR? That does not stand for assault rifle? Do your research.
And if you think it does, then we need to have a conversation. He stopped him with the 9mm.
That's what it was. That's what I was saying. He stopped the guy with a 9mm.
Right.
Nobody died. Like, he was going to just go...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he didn't get anybody. Because somebody had a...
concealed carry a license. Weapon. And a weapon. You know, for protection.
Yeah.
Which some people... want to take away from you to be able to protect yourself and others around you if the need arises.
Mm-hmm.
Under the guise of gun control.
We need to learn to respect everything at this point. There's like too little respect in this world left.
But, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, all these cases of gender dysphoria coming about.
Could you imagine if I grew up in this generation?
Oh, wow.
I can't even imagine how messed up I would be.
They would have already had you on.
Because I like Ninja Turtles instead of Barbies.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play, you know, cops and robbers and stuff like that when I was a kid. Instead of, you know what I mean? How old
would you have been to go? Well, maybe that's it. And just
I was a child. I wouldn't have known any different than to, you know.
To trust an adult. That's what we're taught. Trust
and my teachers.
And your teachers.
Yeah. You know,
Now you can't trust the teachers. You can't trust some adults. You know, most adults are all right. Some adults.
And it.
Those are the ones that.
That leads down to, like, you can't trust other kids.
Right.
With your kids. If you don't know.
Yeah.
How they're schooled, where they're schooled, or...
Right. Or how they act, or...
Who their...
Yeah.
Parents or guardians are.
Right.
Just saying. That was something else. Because we were talking about the mall thing, and then... Okay, so... 193 countries in the world. Yes?
Right.
I think...
193?
Something like that. Anyways, it's like 193 or 194. Anyway. Out of that many countries, America ranks in gun violence number three.
Yeah.
Three.
Third.
Third.
World. In the world.
In the world. But, if you take out top five big cities...
Right, which are?
With the most gun violence. Which are also blue.
They're blue cities.
Blue, I'm so sorry, you guys.
Gun control laws.
There was, what, San Francisco? Was
LA.
It? LA. Or no, was it Portland? No, it was San Francisco.
San Francisco.
LA.
LA. Chicago.
Chicago. Detroit.
New York. Detroit.
I think. Anyway, you take out those top five, we go from number three to number... Pause. Is it paused? Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, so but what I was saying was that if you take out those five cities...
Yeah.
America goes from number three in gun violence to number 189.
Yeah.
That is drastic, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drastic.
Tells you a lot about their gun control policies that it doesn't work. All it does is embolden and brazen young people from inner cities to act out violently.
Mm-hmm. And you got all these people not fighting back, so...
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a little love tap, you know.
Right.
Jump back out. I mean, you would think, well, don't they have, like, law enforcement? But they're too busy trying to chase down their vehicles that have been stolen or rampaged or...
Oh,
Jesus. Rated. Pillaged. Roman pillaging going on around here. Arr.
Hello, can I help you? Avon. What? We're from Avon. The next city over. We've come to rape and pillage. Monty Python.
Get off me, lad. Was it the mother or father that smelled of elderberries? I don't remember now.
Because your mother smelled of elderberries.
Your mother smells of elderberries. What's wrong with elderberries? What you got against elderberries? Could smell like kimchi.
How is he so familiar that he knows what she smells like? Especially in that day and age. That's pretty much saying, I did your mom.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. It's funny when, like, you think about stuff like that, how it would have been interpreted back in the day.
Right.
Like, during the times of King Arthur.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, I'm a little bit upset with King Arthur. Okay. Like, it's an awesome story. Yes, I'll bet you it's true. Parts of it. They don't want us to know that, though, right?
Right. But you keep messing with your board. You keep looking down as... Oh, man.
Anyways.
So, we were just, again... We watch, listen, and learn. Watch what they're doing. Listen to what they're saying. And learn from your own experiences, whether they're lying to you or telling you the truth. And if you believe they're telling you the truth,
do the research.
In Arizona, I'm willing to sell you.
And do your research. Like, look into the things. That you learn, like,
a couple bridges just because, I'm willing to sell.
And just because it kind of, you know, crushes some piece of your own personal narrative, doesn't mean that it's not truth. So,
right.
You know, which one do you want? I know that the whole Matrix metaphor is kind of overplayed at this point. But, I mean, really ask yourself that question. Do you want the truth, or do you want to continue to live in a lie?
Red pill or blue pill?
Just saying.
If you want to know the truth, if you want to know real history, not just perceived history.
And even for stuff that's happening today, like, if you hear it,
right,
do some research on it. Like,
yeah.
Be careful. There's some scary rabbit holes out there.
Very.
Especially when you get into, like, government stuff and, like, the COORR option.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That has been spoken of. Or spoken to.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. If anybody has videos, proof, that you can send us that Biden has admitted recently that, you know, or spoken about, not admitted to, but spoken about supposedly being corrupt.
Right.
Has he addressed that at all?
No, yeah.
Sure, international pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to address that. People are wanting answers. It's not just Congress that wants answers. The people want answers.
I think more people need to ask about that one guy, too. You know, the one that he didn't kill himself. He didn't unalive himself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Yeah. Why don't we ask him more questions about that?
Because it's supposed to be swept under the rug, forgotten about.
Yeah.
People in powerful positions want it swept under the rug. They don't want mentions of it. I think we should do a in-depth investigation.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Eat like cake. What?
I think we need to do an in-depth investigation.
That's a scary investigation.
Yeah.
I've been down pieces of that rabbit hole, and it is scary.
Yeah.
It's pretty terrifying, mate. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There'd be things in that ocean that you don't want to see. Your soul.
Again.
Not again.
Well, but yeah.
Boy, you're going to go to hell for that. I was there once, but he kicked me out. He's like, you gotta stop trying to change things around here. He didn't like me, so he sent me back. Trying to double on anyway. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna do.
We wrap it up.
Yep.
And it's what? 7:38?
Yeah. Time to get rolling.
I gotta get you. Pick you up at 7:30.
Rolling on a river.
Right. 90 degrees.
We don't want to ride the river here.
So all right. So until next time, all of our uncommoners, thank you for joining us today. Thanks for navigating our technical issues with us.
Right. Thank you for putting up with all our silly jokes. And again.
Yes, again. And again, I just want to say thanks for tuning in, for watching. Don't forget to like and share. It really means a lot to us. It doesn't cost anything, and it helps get our videos out there. Until next time.
And it's exercise.
And it's using exercise.
Your index finger. Yeah. Index finger exercise. Click,
Until next time, don't believe the nonsense.
And stay uncommon.